All right, moving to politics. You may have missed it, but as the news was crossing the wire that Barack Obama had clinched the Democratic nomination, that Hillary Clinton was vowing to stay in, something she ultimately reversed, John McCain gave a campaign speech which may or may not sound the theme for his race to November. In New Orleans this week, Senator John McCain said he would wrestle the mantra of change from his opponent, Barack Obama, and his mantra was, "That's not change we can believe in," talking about the Barack Obama campaign. Joining us now to talk about Republican strategy and the McCain campaign strategy is Nancy Fotenauer, who's with the McCain campaign. Nancy, thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here.
What is the, you know, we heard some themes from the candidate on Tuesday. How do you think they're going to play out? Change we can't believe in seems to be the mantra at this point.
Well, change we can believe in because Senator McCain has actually delivered it. And that's why over the course of his career, he's earned the title of, you know, maverick or independent reformer or skunk at the picnic, depending upon who you were talking to. But he's a person who has always put the national interest ahead of any party, any president, even any personal political self-interest.
Well, he certainly has the experience identity, that's for sure. What about the disparity in money between the McCain campaign and the Obama campaign, which is rolling in money? I think it's on the Fortune 500, last I checked.
Well, at this, you know, it's a snapshot. You can only look at these things as snapshots, but the most current snapshot has the McCain campaign in good shape compared to, equally yoked with the Obama campaign right now as far as cash on hand. And the RNC has significantly more, like 10 times the amount of money that the DNC has. And so that has to be taken into consideration. Our perspective is we're going to have the money that we need to fight this fight, and it's going to be hopefully one that's done focused on the issues and in a way that allows Americans to make a carefully weighed and good decision in the fall. And I think that means John McCain's our next president.
And Nancy, hi there. It's Adora Udoji. Let's talk about the Republican base. Is there one that Senator McCain can tap into, or does that have to be rebuilt given the struggles that we've been reading about in the recent weeks and months?
Honestly, I think the Republican base issues are, to the extent there are challenges there, are dwarfed by the ones facing the Democrats post, kind of the fiercely contested primaries that they've been through. But to answer your question, what I've seen is a coming together of the base, and that usually does happen for both parties once the gun goes off and the general election begins. But the Republicans, I do a ton of interviews all day, every day, not all day, every day, but a lot of them. And sometimes they're with conservative audiences, and sometimes they're with liberal, and sometimes pretty in between. And what I hear from the conservative networks, when you're theoretically listening to the Republican base, is that they know that there are two very different paths forward into the future, whether it's national security or economic security, and that they're very comfortable that John McCain's vision is much more in line with theirs than Barack Obama.
Well, we shall see. I mean, there's a lot to talk about with Republican strategy, that's for sure. I would say this particular week, it looks as though the challenges are really ahead of the Republicans, whether you're talking about money or polling. Nancy Fotenauer, thank you very much for joining us. Hillary Clinton will be out of the race as of Saturday, so it'll be just you guys and Barack, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nancy. So. Nancy Fotenauer is part of the McCain campaign, speaking to us from Washington. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.